That was called The Chanter's Tune from a disc called The Wood of Morrowis by Celtic harpist Patrick Ball, playing on his custom-made brass-strung harp. Patrick has been on this radio show, I think, at least three times, and this show is live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly. I actually don't know which of the Celtic lands that tune came from. It is traditional from one or another of them. He doesn't really say here. And I thought I'd play that as we are approaching St. Patrick's Day. So apologies to anybody who may be into Irish music and knows that that is perhaps, say, a Scottish tune. St. Patrick's Day is, of course, an Irish holiday. We've got some Irish music coming up later in the show, from CDs that I've collected from folks who've been on the program. But first, I'm going to be talking with two people involved in the creation of a show called A Feast for the Senses. It actually had its debut at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield last year at about this time. It was a fundraiser for the center there, featuring Hoagland Center resident artist David Kane, who's an award-winning performer, artist, filmmaker, author, and composer, and Grammy Award-winning drummer Paul Wertico, who's based in Chicago. He got those Grammys through his performances with the Pat Metheny Group. He's also worked with Paul Winter, Kurt Elling, Ken Nordine, Larry Coryell, and many others in many different types of music. He's now at Roosevelt University. And this production, A Feast for the Senses, this year has a preliminary title that's called Eat. And you know, actually, where's my piece of paper? Well, I wrote that down. I'm going to get it mixed up. Eat, drink. Well, that's what happens when I misplace things. We're going to hear some samples from last year's Feast for the Senses as we then proceed to talk about this year. So I'll be welcoming David Kane and Paul Wertico to the program in just a few minutes from last year's show. This is called If I Could Get One Answer. And this is all improvised, by the way, which is the hallmark of this particular show and also most of the collaborations between these performers, including trumpeter David Hoffman. That was some music that is titled If I Could Get One Answer. It comes off of a concert that was called A Feast for the Senses in 2012 at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. And it featured David Kane, who is Hoagland Center resident artist. We'll perhaps find out what that means exactly. drummer Paul Wertico, who is currently professor of jazz at Roosevelt University. He's been involved in lots of different recording projects and groups that you will have heard of, such as the Pat Metheny Group. And then also there were a number of other performers joining as well, including a dancer, which of course you don't hear in that music. On Saturday, it's going to be A Feast for the Senses 2, which I think has a preliminary title that I don't seem to have written down here.
It is. Eat, love, and play.
Eat, love, and play. Well, the eat part certainly can happen because there's a dinner at 6:30. There's a meet and greet with the artists at 6 o'clock. And then I imagine the love and play part come together at the concert at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
And this is a fundraiser, is it, Dave, for the center itself?
Yes, it was intended to be a celebration of the arts, music, and to help raise funds for the Hoagland Center for the Arts, which is a not-for-profit arts center in Springfield.
Which has a lot of different things, organizations that are housed there, or they may have offices there, or
yes.
they may simply produce things there, and they produce a lot of their own shows.
Right,
including,
yes.
I guess, this one. I guess I have failed to say that we do have both David Kane and Paul Wertico with us on Live and Local right now. So I do appreciate both of your joining us.
It's great to be
appreciate
here.
Appreciate it, yes.
Dave, what does it mean to be a resident artist at the Hoagland Center, and how long has that? How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been here since the end of 2004. I was invited to be a part of the Hoagland. It wasn't named the Hoagland yet. It was just called the Springfield Center for the Arts, and it was I was asked to come in as someone who's making art, and I make art in all media, just about whether it moves or not. And they wanted someone in the building who could do that, and I wanted to be in the midst of things and help this enterprise grow and collaborate with other artists and the dancers and the theater groups and musical groups. And so I've been assisting and collaborating with those groups, and then a chance to make my own art. And it's been a great center. It's been, you know, gone through some evolutions, and keeping the arts alive in Central Illinois is a big part of this whole enterprise, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
Just looking a bit at your own background, Dave, I note in your bio that you said you set off to become a composer, and it struck me as perhaps, although maybe not, somewhat unusual that somebody decides early that that's what they want to do. I've sort of had the impression that a lot of people get into that after setting off to be perhaps other things. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I don't know. I ever since I was a youngster, I had always wanted to be able to grab those notes that I was hearing and put them down on paper, or to same with images. And I started drawing and writing, and ended up studying in college composition and performance, and went on to get a master's in film and video. It's another kind of composition for me. So I've just always been doing that. And people say they don't know what they want to do when they grow up. Well, I kind of always knew, and I'm thankful for that.
And you've taken that notion of composition, and as you've already suggested, applied it not only to music, but to absorb other art forms in this band that I guess, Paul, you're a part of, right? The Art mm-hmm. of Changes, that used to be called The Senses. It seems a little unusual, David, that you actually, in your bio, quote some reviewers and say they were right in some of their description. For example, one CD described as somewhere in between reality and the subconscious, and another CD like a painter mixing colors together to see what new shades he can discover. And
right.
some of the things, descriptions have been used to describe this event, Feast for the Senses.
Right. And, you know, the other interesting thing, Kevin, is that and Paul and I, we have a lot of synchronicity. It's just really mind-boggling. But I was reading some of Paul's reviews, and they use similar terms, you know, about being a painter a drummer or percussion, the way he creates sound, an impressionist painter. And I've gotten that description sometimes myself. And I just think that when you're creating something and you're not worried about, you know, trying to generate some sort of formula, but you're just creating from the heart and soul and the mind, that things come out, and and that's when the metaphors that expand beyond just one single art form come into play. And that's like I said with Paul, that's people describing, if you've heard him play, you just think, wow, he's playing, but it's not like the guy just banging on the drums. It's the guy who's composing and creating. So I think that sort of that's what actually really connected me with him, is that he's got that expansive sensibility about art and music and comes together. So I think there's a lot of connections there in that. And the reviewers, sometimes, you know, they reviewers are great, you know. And it's interesting to, when you set out with an intention and somebody gets it, and you think, wow, that's awesome, you know, when you're communicating with somebody. Mm-hmm. It's a great fulfilling experience.
Paul, you know, Dave was talking about sort of the merging of and inspiration by other art forms. Mm-hmm. Even within music, you've been involved in so many different types of music, which not only expresses your versatility, but I assume expresses skill and flexibility. I mean, I'm just looking at some descriptions of some of the types of music you've played: acid jazz, big band, funk, R&B, blues rock, African-based music, actually with a former professor of mine, Paul Berliner.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was the first record I ever did.
Wow.
Really, with Paul Berliner and Kudu. Yeah.
He was my first musicology professor at Northwestern.
Wow.
They started out there with ethnomusicology. I don't know if they still do that or not. And then, of course, the different sorts of traditional jazz. You've been involved with Pat Metheny, who I guess can variously be described as jazz fusion, rock, pop, different sorts of things there. And then a guy I used to listen to semi-regularly when I lived in Chicago, Ken Nordine's Word Jazz, which
right.
is just sort of crazy stuff.
Right.
What did you start out to become? And what type of music did you have in mind when you first started?
Well, when I first started out, I mean, you know, I'm 60. So I was around, you know, at that great period of the, you know, the mid late 60s, when, you know, there was so much interesting music in all genres. So, you know, you had, you know, incredible jazz breakthroughs, you know, with John Coltrane and Miles Davis and Ornette Coleman, blah, blah, blah. You had great rock bands, you know, you had Cream, Hendrix, you know, The Who. You had a lot of ethnic music coming out, like Ala Tunji, you know, you know, so you had, like, I was listening to African stuff. I was listening to, you know, Tibetan monks, you know. And so my whole thing about being versatile, I guess, is the fact that I really don't, you know, segregate and separate the music that much. I mean, you know, the music kind of tells me what I want to play, and I've listened to so much different styles that it just kind of lets me do what I, you know, what I think is right for that idiom. And when it comes to playing with Dave, I mean, you know, the very fact that, even though the last gig was totally improvised, as this will be, it doesn't sound like chaos or anything. I mean, you know, when I think good musicians do compose on the spot, and they're aware of what they're, you know, creating, what they've created, how to keep embellishing it, and so it's not just nonsense and gibberish, but you actually end up with forms in a lot of ways, unless you really try to completely avoid any form. But when we played last time, you know, none of us had ever played together. I hadn't even played with Dave yet. So that was one of those things where we did a sound check, and then we set up, you know, got the sounds right, and then had this amazing dinner and went and played. And so this will be the same kind of situation, except the lineup will be different. And so henceforth, you know, the music will obviously be different too, but it'll be composed, but spontaneously composed.
Which is, of course, called improvisation. But
right.
Improvisation often takes place within a structure. Do you all set out with some sort of structure when you start a tune at these events?
No, not really.
We haven't yet.
You just start to play.
Right. I mean, you know, if David is, you know, reciting some lyrics or something that he might be reading from a book or something that he's done, then that will probably be the main structure of us following him at that point and embellishing that. But no, in general, you know, we didn't talk about anything.
From last year, I thought maybe we should give folks an idea of what happens when you take a drummer who has been involved in so many different types of music and set him loose in a completely improvised setting. This is a segment of last year's Feast for the Senses that either before or after the fact got to be called Even the Kitchen Sink, because I gather you're actually including the kitchen sink among the things you hit here.
Yeah, except there was a red one.
Oh, a red one. a decorator or designer kitchen sink.
Right.
And what else is in your kit at this point?
You know, well, it's just a regular standard drum set and cymbals. But I think I'm playing with my hands. I'm playing with brushes. That's pretty much it. I don't think I did anything else on it and that kit. But it's sort of I look at it at you know, how you hit things as much as getting a sound is what you're hitting them with too. So there's a lot of different, you know, strokes and things to get. I'm trying to talk through the instrument basically. So I'm using whatever I can to get my point across.
Well, let's hear what Paul Wertico had to say at last year's Feast for the Senses at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. This year's will be on Saturday at 8 o'clock with a meet and greet at 6 and then dinner at 6:30. More details on that coming up here on Live and Local. That was drummer Paul Wertico from A Feast for the Senses, which happened last year at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield and will happen again this year on Saturday. Details to come on that. David Kane Both Paul and David Kane are with us. David Kane is a resident artist at the Hoagland Center, and I guess fair to say you're the prime inspiration for this particular event?
Well, I see it as a collaboration. It was the Hoagland wanting to do something grand and having an opportunity to collaborate with Paul, who I remember last year saying, Dave, let's do a show at the Hoagland. And so those two things came together in a nice way, and so it happened, and now we're looking forward to doing it again here.
One of the things that you have done, Dave, is some collaborations with Deepak Chopra, who is somebody that I guess is called a New Age guru or something like that. Not very clear on what exactly you did with him other than studying.
So I'm actually certified to teach meditation. I'm currently certified to teach his meditation course, which is called Primordial Sound Meditation. And I collaborate with the Chopra Center, David Simon, who was one of Deepak's partners. We are in production on an audio book, and I'm working with the Chopra Center to create videos of some of Deepak's work over the last year. So we're also looking at a documentary production and some other interactive media. So I've gotten to know some great people out there and think like-minded about the world and media, and I'm real excited to be in the middle of Illinois and still be connected to the coast. So I really enjoy those opportunities.
What is primordial sound meditation, and could it be said that that's some of what audiences will experience if they go to the event on Saturday?
Well, ultimately, the concept goes back to it's a little bit of a blend of ancient wisdom traditions and modern metaphysics, in that all life is ultimately a vibration, whether you consider it sound or light. Those zeros and ones that we know in the digital age now. And it was back when a day when people listened and were still and able to hear and just be. And I think there will be those moments at the show when the music, the sounds come together, and it's that the Zen moment, if you will, that phrase, which means that where you lose track of space and time, and it's a pleasurable experience and something that's peaceful. Although I'm sure we'll make some energized sounds too. So it's not primordial sound is really this trying to go back to this essence, primordial in the concept of essential sound.
So sort of a combination of the ancient and the modern, which, while not ancient, the music and the way you guys approach it at these events sort of does the same. You're certainly using plenty of what could be called traditional, maybe that's the wrong word, but instruments that people normally would recognize as being, say, involved in jazz and pop and so on, but then using some modern technologies to create other elements, both of the music and also of visual things going on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's well put. For example, like I'm using an iPad for the new apps that are available that allow you to make your own instruments. And these guys, I shouldn't say guys, these designers are creating software that considers the visual element. So on our last show, I used it, and Paul and I are doing some other performing where we've been doing electronic stuff as well. And you can create your own instrument. And not only can you create sounds and build interfaces that are brand new, never been seen before, but you can actually see those. And so during the concert, I connect the video output of my iPad into a video projector. And so I want people to see these gorgeous, elegant interfaces, and they move, they're animated. So as you're playing and you're triggering notes on the iPad, for example, you can actually see the geometry on the screen, and it's just really exciting the way the old technology and techniques come together with new technologies and techniques.
You're going to be collaborating with not only the two of you, David Kane and Paul Wertico, but also with Larry Gray, who'll be playing bass, cello, and flute. He is currently a professor of jazz at University of Illinois, which is where WILL is based, of course. And then David Hoffman, who was, I think, involved last year in the project.
Yes.
He is both, trumpeter primarily, but also does keyboards and some computer stuff.
Right.
He teaches at Knox College. How did you select this group, or do you all collaborate regularly anyway? I'm guessing, Paul, that because you're both based in Chicago, that you and Larry have done a fair amount of performing together.
Yeah, Larry and I have been, not only are we like great friends, but we've been playing together since pretty much the mid-70s. And so, we're on a lot of records. In fact, we just did, not this Saturday, but last Saturday, we did a nice 12-hour recording session with someone. So we've been playing a lot together, and just thought he would, he's a very, great musician and a great person, but thought it would, it'd be really interesting because he likes to improvise a lot, too. We've done a lot of things together where he and I would just get together and just play duos. So it always feels great. So I think it's going to be a really interesting combination of musicians, I think, this time, as it was last time. But this, like I said, this will be different, which is always makes it interesting.
So when you say get together and play duos, that's completely different than probably the normal approach to that. Where here you take the first part, I'll take the second part, and you just read something
nothing
down.
Nothing like that,
You just start playing.
Right, absolutely.
And see what comes out.
I actually, at Roosevelt, I have an avant-garde combo here. And it's really funny because, sometimes, the students at first like, oh my gosh, what do you do? But invariably, they end up really expanding their musical vocabulary and their sounds and everything. And so, sometimes when people say avant-garde, especially the public, it's, sort of like afraid, like, oh no, that's just going to be chaos and noise and stuff. But, really, it's not that at all. It can be. It can be whatever, music can be whatever it wants to be. But in general, we're trying to basically, make compositions again. So, like when you say improvisation is composing, but at the same time, improvisation can also be sometimes formless and sort of meaningless too. So, but really good improvisers tell a story. It's basically like you're writing, like a novel on stage when you're playing, and it's made up of, letters and, which go into words, go into sentences, go into paragraphs, and hopefully maybe a novel.
Well, y'all can hear how it comes together and see, of course, since it is called A Feast for the Senses, many, if not all of them, that'll be happening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. There is a meet and greet with all the artists Saturday at 6 o'clock, and then dinner by Chef Sean Moore with Arena Catering. That'll start at 6:30. The concert itself is at 8 o'clock. You can get a ticket for any combination of those things, and if you want to do that, you go to the Hoagland Center website, which is HCF, as in Frank, TA.org, and you can get all the details there. If you want more information on Paul Wertico, you can go to paulwertico.com, which is WERTICO. And if you want information on David Kane, a couple of places, is The Feast for the Senses and also The Art of Changes?
Yes.
.com in each case. Well, gentlemen, I really appreciate you joining us on Live and Local.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we're going to go out with another segment from last year's Feast for the Senses at the Hoagland Center. This is, I imagine, after the fact, was called the Hoagland Waltz. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, that was Paul. He's a brilliant song titler. That's another thing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do is come up with titles for songs. I don't know why, but it's and so luckily Dave likes them, and we work so well together. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Give a listen. The Hoagland Waltz from A Feast for the Senses here on Live and Local. That was from last year's Feast for the Senses at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, featuring David Kane, Paul Wertico, David Hoffman, and who else was involved there? Guitarist Howard Freitag. Hoffman is the trumpeter. Michael Wall, percussion, and Jim Cloney, bass. There were some dancers involved in the performance as well, but of course, they don't come across on a recording. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We have support for our broadcast today from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. For the rest of the hour, what's left of it, I thought I'd play some Irish music as we're approaching St. Patrick's Day by folks either who are local or I think all the people I'm going to play are not local but have been through our area or at least come through every once in a while. For example, the Chicago-based fiddler Liz Carroll, who was here joined by guitarist John Doyle from their CD called In Play. This came out in 2005 on Compass Records. And here are a couple of hornpipes, The Man with One Kidney and The Spy Czar. Thank you. That was Kyle Carey from her CD called Mononga, which actually has Unfortunately, not a whole lot of information to indicate where the music comes, and since I'm not familiar with the music, nor with the language, I can't say for sure if it was Scottish or some other, or Gaelic. I think Scottish, but I always get confused on that in spite of my name of Kelly, where I should probably know some of these things. Nonetheless, Kyle Carey, joined by a couple of members of Cherish the Ladies on harmony vocals. And she was on our show, within the last couple of years, performing in our area. And you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Before that was fiddler Liz Carroll with guitarist John Doyle, a couple of hornpipes, which I think are of their own composition, The Man with One Kidney and The Spy Czar. Really enjoyed those. Hope you did as well. Here's another group that's been on our program, and in fact, the fellow who I think is singing this next tune, which is in Irish, has been on a couple of times with both this group and one other. His name, Brian O'Hert. And the group is called Bua. They're sort of based in Chicago, but they come from various places in the States. This is off their CD called Down the Green Fields. And are heard here on Live and Local. I'm not going to try to pronounce this tune for the simple reason that I can't.
Wachali, o molam shiv kosheri, shiva hogu krihina kalini, skrunya green her in ye dinhe, der smini mer na skafari, shikrun her ardanini, a kliku na stravogi, sa korgani koshidu, slinter dun an krushkin is puk shalan, ishtakati an lana live, a halini in a dilsha, Brenda hulna bracha fur is mahu vivar kriyashti Olamaj is baimachal goshim so O baimach su gap pyanamach is wutzer wuri wan til sho Is linthar dun an krushkin is byug shalan A balna viak an kujruk tuk Ek takto ayon lina Is yayara is a brilirak is a fahulan ar mima ha Svayaru heu kak skafure grem shkihan lan a kien van Shiz fahiu an glana sihi da kortar o ko kriyu Is linthar dun an pushkin is pucha lan I elo an viak tenagin Hua sa lak a hoite An tibara heg mi shenam dun Nishingo hivan sasta Slay boira na ha magin heu Kak srovan lan a yrayal Chis fa hiu an glana nu Ko bint niu it shi ath an parnyal Is linthar dun an kushkin is piuk sa lan Ar manar plesh na laishin Ach mora dari an siu sho Niu grian an tauri ag tanyu vaun Niu gaila gaun son ike Niu kion an nein le kishin chaun Niu fiche laun, niu pi paun Niu laun na glar fan falu ag Is frishin shin ma chise Is lein thar dun an krushkin Is piuk sha lan O wachal hi sa chalini Tan ish er vang an borta O teni givor nikli de Ni laun nak shal vor gorta Nu tukyan lo go tapas bai Shib skara er an voyes Ag olag is ag magani Fan kinyu te furu bu arib Is lein thar dun an krushkin Is piuk sha lan An ura vais me maru Deni gi maru dina bjora Holy gi agus kioli gi Go glinja me virg madi An shen tulu fan na hila me Is deni gi ma haru Agus pashti gi le bwichilte Ma harpa vis ma hane Is linter dun a kushkin Is piuk sha lan
Thank you. That was the group called Bua performing just there. Two tunes called The Hag with the Money and East at Glendart. And before that, something in Irish, which I won't attempt to pronounce, but which I can tell you at least starts as saying, oh boys, I constantly praise you, you who excite the girls' hearts and who enhance a social gathering. And it continues for quite a while. Brian O'Hert, the singer, as a part of the band Bua, who are also fiddler Devin Shepherd, Sean Gavin on flutes, pipes, and whistles, and Brian Miller, guitar and bouzouki, and Brian O'Hert not only sings, but also does concertina, and in live performance, will do some dancing as well. It's from their CD called Down the Green Fields. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we appreciate your joining us today. I'll be back on Monday with another show. I'll run down some of the Irish music that you can hear in our area this weekend. I'm sure this is an incomplete list, so check your local listings. But before I do that, let me mention that on the evening concert tonight is Prairie Performances with Roger Cooper here on FM 90.9, and it'll feature a concert by Sinfonia da Camera that was given last month at the Krannert Center in Urbana. It's called The Solar System and includes music by Darius Milhaud, Gustav Holst, The Planets, and something by Matthews, whose first name I don't know, called Pluto the Renewer. That is tonight at 7:30 on the evening concert. I should know what time our evening concert starts. So, some Irish music in our area. Let's see what we can get in here. Tonight at 8 o'clock at Kelleher's Irish Pub in Peoria, the group called Turas, and they're also performing there on Sunday from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, as well as tomorrow night from 7 to 10. The traditional Irish music session will, a traditional Irish music session will take place at Dublin O'Neill's in Champaign starting at 2 o'clock until at least 4:30. Also tomorrow in Peoria, Bogside Zooks will be at the Tavern on Prospect from 9 p.m. until midnight. On Sunday in Urbana at Sylvia's Irish Inn, it's Robin Kirtan and Tom Foe doing some Irish tunes. The Bogside Zooks also performing on St. Patrick's Day itself at the St. Patrick's Society at Four Points, Sheraton, 2 to 4 p.m. Stuart Colburn will be at Dublin O'Neill's in Champaign Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. The Bogside Zooks back at Kelleher's Irish Pub Sunday night from 7 to 11. And I think that covers us for this particular weekend. As I said, I'm sure there's other Irish music going on in other communities in our area, but that's what I know about. We have support for our show today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's currently 55 degrees, coming up on 5 o'clock.